Joining us here in the studio this morning, we have Matt Vandekolk, who is the Chief Deputy of the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You brought coffee in. It smells so good. I haven't had any coffee yet this morning. And it's just...
I think every day of mine starts with coffee. It's a necessity for me. So I apologize if I for not bringing some for you.
No, it's just, you know, how your nose kind of reacts to things certain ways sometimes.
And it's right?
Like, just smelled like a good roast to me anyway. But a press release came out this morning. It had to do with the investigation of a fatal ATV-UTV accident. And apparently there are going to be some charges.
Well, the charging decision, final charging decision, is obviously the discretion of the district attorney. But we did make an arrest in that case of Megan Zimmerman, a 26-year-old operator of the UTV, in connection with the crash that resulted in the death of Timothy Campos and Nicole Deaver. So that arrest occurred yesterday. She is currently in custody, and the investigation, along with the recommended charges, were sent to the district attorney's office overnight. So they'll be handling that today and making their decisions going forward. So it takes some time in some of these cases to get to this point, and we're glad we were able to reach this part for the sheriff's office. It is in some ways the beginning of the case as it relates to the court system, but important for us to do the best we can for all involved, and I think that's what we've done thus far, and we'll continue to do in this case and others.
Now, this was a UTV, ATV accident. So did the Department of Natural Resources have any part in the investigation with this?
Yeah, you know, just like everything, you know, we've talked so many times about, we partner obviously with our state and local partners, and that's exactly what occurred in this circumstance. The DNR assisted, as well as State Patrol and others. So we work together and use our different layers of expertise and knowledge and accessibility to gather as much information as possible and put a solid investigation together. So again, just a normal occurrence in rural Wisconsin. You have to work together with your law enforcement partners to get the job done. And same occurred here.
And as you said, it's up to the district attorney's office as far as charging, but what you do is you recommend based on the investigation.
Correct. We'll send up our investigation with the recommended charges. A lot of people don't know that. You know, when you watch TV, a lot of times you'll see the statement, "I want to press charges," right? And in some states that is accurate, but in Wisconsin, charging decisions come actually from the district attorney, and it really has very little to do with those involved in the case. Obviously, their cooperation and investigations is beneficial, and it, you know, contributes to whether or not charges are eventually filed. But district attorney has sole discretion in that regard, and you know, that's what we as a community entrust them with, and they're very good at it.
Okay, moving on to something a little bit different. Last time you were here, you talked about a couple of summer road projects, Highway 23 project, which involved that intersection at 49 as well. But that one is wrapped up.
Yeah. I think everybody's glad to see the orange cones and barrels go away from that area. There was a little bit of time there where travel through there was delayed quite often. And I tell you what, that crew did a great job getting in and getting out quickly and getting that job done. And everybody stayed safe. We had minimal issues. So the orange cones and barrels from that area are gone, and traffic is moving smoothly.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. So, right? Especially as we get into the summer months here. So.
Absolutely. Friday evenings and Sunday afternoons are high traffic, especially on State Highway 23. Mm-hmm. So it's good for that construction to be gone. You know, other areas in the Fox Valley have some significant construction. So just encourage everybody to take your time, leave early, be patient, and be careful. Not only for those that are working in that area, but also for your fellow motorists. Let's have a safe summer, minimize crashes.
Right. Now, you've had a couple of changes in personnel. You had a sergeant that retired, and you had another one that completed training at Fox Valley Technical College.
Yeah. So, as with everything at the sheriff's office, things always change, right? Some changes are more challenging than others. Sergeant Kevin Manning retired after 29 years with the Sheriff's Office. Been a rock-solid member of the Sheriff's Office for his entire career and contributed in so many different ways. So to see him go was bittersweet. That's going to be a tough one for us to take as a Sheriff's Office. We will do our best, but congratulations to him, you know, and hopefully he enjoys his retirement and spends as much time as possible with his grandson and his family. And I know that's what his goals were. So happy for him, but a little bit bummed out as a department. We're going to miss all his knowledge and expertise and just to honestly, his personality and what he brought to the Sheriff's Office in so many ways.
Do you need to take that?
Nope, I think I'm okay.
Okay. Well, we're not going to keep you from your duties, so, you know, but... So did he start out on patrol, or how did he start his career?
You know, most of us that have been there for that long, we all started our career in corrections or communications prior to getting into patrol, and he did as well. So he only had a few months, though, I believe, in corrections mm-hmm. before going to patrol. But it was, I think, 1998 when he started his patrol career, very close to
wow.
it. So back in the 1900s, Bob.
So two different centuries is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
That makes you sound old, doesn't it?
It does, yes. I was there with him, so.
Oh, boy. Okay. The 1990s. Who could forget them?
Right.
Well, people that haven't been around that long, I guess.
Right. Anyway. So we bid farewell to Sergeant Manning. I'm sure we'll see him around, and that'll be good. But then in connection with that, you were talking about some of the other changes. We've got Deputy Cassandra Scharf that completed training at Fox Valley Technical College. So she's done with the Recruit Academy. She's now in the field training process. And so that'll take some time. To get her up to speed and ready to handle calls on her own. So we've got her in that FTO process, and we're doing everything we can to make her a success. And that's just how we handle every circumstance with our new recruits. So that's where that's at. And then even beyond that, we have a hiring process that we're in the midst of at this time. So we likely will be bringing on additional staff in the very near future. So a lot of changes there at the Sheriff's Office. Always going forward, always looking forward. That windshield is definitely a lot bigger than the rearview mirror, but we're always going to remember the service that those, you know, who have retired provided to us. And mm-hmm. we welcome them to what we call our GLSO, our Green Lake County Sheriff's Office retired family, rather than our active family. And so we get to see those folks, and we got to see a lot of the retired folks for Sergeant Manning's last day as well. So that's always a great time too, seeing everybody from years past and connecting old with new.
It's all about getting them home at night, right?
Right, so. Absolutely.
Well, the last time you were here, I was commenting on your badge. Now, you've got a special badge that's out in honor of the nation's 250th anniversary.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I think as a sheriff's office, as a community, we recognize the importance of the freedoms and liberties that we have, and the sheriff, I think, wanted to acknowledge that and celebrate that over the course of this 250th anniversary. Can you say the word that's supposed to be used, semisesquicentennial?
I saw that there was another sheriff's office that had posted the word, and I tried it three or four times, and I just couldn't stumble through
it. Maybe it's semiquincentennial. Maybe that's quarter millennium.
Right? So sesquicentennial, I can say. Bicentennial, easy.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But when you start getting up those numbers. Yeah.
So anyway, it's something that the sheriff did to celebrate that 250th anniversary of our country and everything that this country stands for and mm-hmm. All the freedoms and liberties we have and all those who, you know, not only fought and died, but, you know, did everything possible, whether it be in their local community or state or federal community, to continue everything that we've been blessed with. So it's no small feat for a country like ours to endure everything that we have and to be the best country and society probably ever in existence.
And you've got the American flag worked into the badge, which is nice. So,
yep. You know. Yeah, I, again, honor to wear it, and proud to wear the badge of the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and to celebrate the 250th anniversary.
Matt, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
We've been talking with Matt Van Nicolk, who is the Chief Deputy for the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office.